I'm just going to talk about a point that's topic that's very much on my mind, very much in the news, not exactly a pleasant thing, a discussion, but something that's already affected our movement, Krishna Consciousness Movement, over the years, has been a source of untold pain for many devotees. Now I'm talking about children, embarrassment for the society, and something that you're reading about and hearing about in the news that's really plaguing the Catholic Church, and that is child abuse. It's really coming out, not that it's just happening now, but it's coming out what's happened in the past. It's really coming out the level of child abuse that's taken place in the Catholic Church, so much so that some people are, you know, coming forward and even asking for the Pope's resignation, not because he's a perpetrator, but because there's allegations that he knew about perpetrator and didn't act in a way that people should act when they know that such criminal elements are among spiritual circles. And you know, I don't look at news sites left, right, and center. I go online once a day to read BBC. That's all I read. But what I'm really alarmed about is that over the years, increasingly, this is a constant topic, and not just, you know, what happens with the Catholic Church, but as an everyday phenomenon, that what happens within the family, what happens within the schools. And I'll give you some examples, if you haven't yourselves read these things, of how these type of serious criminal transgressions take place. I'll just continue. I'll stop for a minute. There's such horrific things that go on. As I mentioned earlier, unfortunately, this had also taken place in ISKCON. We know of the past history of child abuse in the society, how that really destroyed the hearts and minds of so many children, their parents, the reputation of the movement, financially, it's practically speaking crippling the society, paying the compensation. And but it's going on. It's going on in the Catholic Church, and it's not just going on in the Catholic Church, but it's going on all throughout the world in so many different ways. It's one reason why I don't believe anymore that it's worth taking the risk of having ashrams in schools. I don't think we have many that do. I certainly won't take the responsibility in Hungary for having one like that. But that aside, the perpetrators are not just teachers or ashram teachers, but the perpetrators are very often parents. We see two examples just recently on BBC. One that I read yesterday is just horrific, how a father raped his baby girl. He videoed himself and watches it on his computer. I think he got a jail term of something like 5 years or so, which I can't understand why at all he's even let out of jail. What to speak of just a 5-year jail term, but more than a jail term, I'd execute a person like that. And earlier this month was another where a father used to regularly rape his daughters. They were between being pregnant and had children 18 times, I think 2 or 3 daughters over a period of many years. So what's going on in the family? Matra sparsha duhitrava navi vikshas no bhavet balavan indirya gramam. Chanakya Pandit says, and I used to always, you know, think, well, all right, but this is, and Prabhupada would quote this verse, this is a little overdoing it, that a father should not be alone with his daughter, or his man should not be alone with his sister or his mother. But anyway, here it is, and it's happening, and this is just the beginning of Kali Yuga. And it's not just men to boys, which is what generally the majority of the Catholic Church cases are, or to girls, but even there's examples of women. There were just two of teachers, I think both of them were teachers, who had affairs, one with a young boy, another one with a girl, minors. The conclusion is that in Kali Yuga, people are going to be driven to the most debased, degraded, outrageous things. And the only thing that's going to actually protect us is Harinama Eva Kevalam, is strictly, carefully chanting the holy names of the Lord and having the shelter of Krishna's holy names. If one doesn't have that spiritual strength, now I come back, for instance, to the Catholic Church. They may have good morals, they may pray and so on. Obviously, the sadhana is not strong enough. Of course, that goes to our own, the history that ISKCON itself suffers from, with our own members. Obviously, their spiritual practices weren't strong enough either. In order to keep them from being degraded into such type of horrible activities. So, a warning really to parents that they have to be careful wherever their children go. This idea of unsupervised children either just being in a temple in some kind of festival, program, namhara, and then of course in other places that's not related necessarily to the Krishna consciousness movement, it just tell them to wait. It really doesn't work. The days of allowing children to play by themselves unsupervised are finished. Children are being targeted. When you abuse and children, then you cut the very root of society and the possibility of a normal social development. The abused become abusers, and that then becomes the parampara for the future. So we should be very careful, and in practically 99% of these cases, the abusers were always very trustworthy people, nice, pretty people who had the confidence of others. People really loved them and respected them. So they don't look like ravenas. They don't look like monsters. Generally, they look like the nicest persons you could think of. And they end up being the people who do such horrible things. It's a horrible disease. We should try and protect ourselves. But at the same time, we need to be very, very proactive in terms of how we're protecting and supervising our children. Even when I see parents coming in the temple and they let devotees just mix and play with their children, which may be completely harmless, I wouldn't allow it if I was a parent. At least not if I wasn't personally there, because history speaks for itself. Balavan Indriya Grama. So, it's a bad age, we're in a bad time, and this is definitely one of the main diseases and main ways in which Kali is undermining society at large, attacking people, And in a spiritual organization, if spiritual organizations don't act properly, take proper proactive measures, and react properly when they know such things happen, then people just completely lose their faith in spiritual organizations for this. Sadhu Shabdam. So everyone be careful, and Hare Krishna.